concerned about global warming and the urgent need to act now to protect human lives and the lives of all beings, members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association in Thailand and Ao Lạc, Vietnam, organized another climate change conference entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. During the conference, distinguished guests and dignitaries from different parts of the world expressed their support for the meat-free diet as the single most effective solution to stop methane emissions and curb global warming. Held on August 15th at Sukhothai Thammathirat Open University in Nantaburi, Thailand, over 2,500 guests attended the conference. Among the scores of distinguished guests and ambassadors who attended were Dr. Art Ong Junsai Na Ayutthaya, member of the Thai Parliament, former NASA scientist, Mr. Inuu Susuan, senior executive vice president of the Bank of Agriculture and Agriculture Cooperatives, Professor Dawan Wiwatanate, PhD, deputy director, Energy Research Institute, Chulalongkorn University, Sir Valelo Gardner Kwapile, Counselor of the Embassy of the Republic of South Africa, Sir Howell Howard, Regional Environment of the Economic Section of the Embassy of the United States of America, Sir Nikolai N. Pomoshninov, Minister Counselor of Embassy of Russia, and Sir Stepan N. Golovin, Representative of Embassy of Russia, Dr. Win Ta Nguyen, PhD, specializing in energy studies at Paris University in France, Dr. Win Te Min Kyu, PhD, MD, Chairwoman of Food and Nutrition Association, and Dr. No Duc Vong, PhD, environmentalist. Invited as guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously attended via live video conference to answer questions from the audience. In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past 2 decades. We must be organic vegetarian or vegan, meaning an animal-free diet. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the video conference on climate change with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Solutions for a Beautiful Planet, held on August 15th, 2009 in Nantaburi, Thailand.
Master Dr. Gao Te Ha couldn't make it today due to his work. However, I'm going to read his question.
Please.
He said, "Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I'm very concerned about the effects of climate change and global warming on Ao Lạc, especially the southwestern region, the granary of Ao Lạc, where people are still impoverished."
Yes.
"Please shed some light on the following questions. How much longer and what is the size of land that will be underwater? How many people will be affected? Could it be possible that the fertile rice fields in the southwestern region will turn into Yumin type of salt water swamp? At that time, could science create food-bearing plants or some kind of plant that is valuable in salt-bearing? In summary, what should we do to help the farmers in the Mekong Delta? Thank you, Master."
Yes. Please relate to Dr. Cao that I thank him for his caring question and the urgent tone of this question. It is clear from his question that he is very familiar with the unfortunate series of global warming events in the once fertile and lush Mekong Delta region. As we discussed briefly in a previous question, this situation is serious indeed. A combined report from experts at the United Nations, CARE International, and the US-based Earth Institute forecast that more than 14 million farmers would lose their rice fields if sea levels rise by 2 meters. Already, the growers are seeing salt water contamination in some crops along with the excessive flooding that ruins harvest. Scientists say that the floods are due to upstream melting glaciers, which cause the rice to be inundated at times when it needs to be dry. Moreover, as the glaciers continue to melt, the Great Mekong River will begin to dry because there's no more support of flowing water, meaning further hardship for farmers as water becomes more scarce, as it currently supports 18 hydropower stations as well. The drying of the Mekong River would also have adverse effects on power supplies, and the drought combined with sea level rise would cause further salt water contamination. The government has instituted programs to relocate people whose homes and growing areas are most vulnerable to these effects. But this does not really address their livelihoods or how to save the crops. Research indicates that a 1 meter sea level rise could result in up to 2 million hectares of land in the Mekong Delta being submerged. Depending on how quickly global warming accelerates, this could happen in a matter of years. As for how to best help the farmers in the Delta region to cope with this urgent problem, I also wonder myself. It concerns me deeply to see the effects of global warming on this region. Dr. Cao mentioned scientists developing a salt-bearing plant. Perhaps we can. Perhaps not. Even if we can, imagine. You see, some researchers have suggested building additional levees to hold back the floodwaters. Both of these ideas could probably work over the short term and would help for a little while, but not for long term. We have to ask ourselves for how long and at what price this will work. What kind of world will we have left if these global warming changes continue? What kind of drinking water, what kind of air we will have, even if the rice plants can grow in salt water? This is a complex ecosystem with a long, long history of supporting human life. So there is no easy answer. But the most effective one I know, which is so simple, easy, and also scientifically proven, is to adopt a meat-free, animal-free lifestyle. If everyone stops the killing and consumption of meat, these destructive changes will also stop. Just be veg and do good. That's all there is. This is really the way to go. It is the best thing to help us, to help the farmers and the entire country of Vietnam, not just the Mekong Delta. If you turn in this direction and get as many people as possible to come with you, Dr. Cao, I guarantee that you will see good changes around you, and you will be proud to walk the earth as a compassionate vegan and earth protector. Thank you. Thank Dr. Cao for me. Tell him he has my prayers and good wishes.
Thank you, Master. We will do that.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning. preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer, colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
So the next question for you is from Phan Vang Doi, MD, Surgeon, Trauma and Rehabilitation Hospital, and is a vegetarian as well.
Ah, good news.
Hello. Warmly greetings, Master Chin Hai.
Greeting. Greeting.
I'm really happy to be here and so excited.
Me too.
You have said that the critical mass of vegetarians on the planet has been reached. Master, what's the current situation of the critical mass and what's the percentage has been reached? Thank you very much, Master.
Thank you, Dr. Pham. Mạnh giỏi, doctor. Yeah?
Yeah, cảm ơn sư.
You are a surgeon, huh?
Yes.
Wow. Thanks for being such a life-saving hero. Dr. Pham, as you are aware, the critical mass in this case means that the number of people on Earth who have adopted the vegan lifestyle has become high enough that it helps create a kind of momentum, you see, for others to be more open to join. This number was reached in June of this year, 2009. Till now, we have altogether 40% of the population on the planet that have become veg, including vegetarian and vegan, including waterian, solarian, breatharian, panarian, meaning people who only lives on water, who only lives on liquid, who only lives from solar energy, and only live on the chi, you know, the prana energy, or on love from the divine, okay? So now we have 40% of all this combination. This is surely encouraging. We need only another 60%, Dr. Pham. However, we are still working hard to spread the veg message. So it helps if we all continue informing as many people as we can, not just sit and wait for the critical mass to take effect. It's very simple for everyone. Just be veg, and we still can save the planet. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution and as a vice president. One of the proposals I have made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main cause of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg. Go green, save the planet.
Next question, Master, is from Ngui Wan Tin, MD, physician at the Center for Education Lovers Society.
Vâng, kính thưa ngài Thanh Hải, vô thượng sư. Vâng.
Chào Dr. Nguyễn.
Dạ vâng, chào ngài Thanh Hải ạ. Với tư cách là một bác sĩ chăm sóc và điều trị cho những người nghiện ma túy, tôi muốn biết ngài đánh giá như thế nào về tác hại của ma túy đối với sức khỏe và cuộc sống sinh hoạt của những người, của con người, cũng như những ảnh hưởng nguy hại của nó đối với môi trường sống. Xin cảm tạ ngài rất nhiều ạ.
Cảm ơn bác sĩ đã đến tham dự và quan tâm. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Nguyễn Văn Thịnh, for your concern. First of all, I admire your work in helping people to become free of harmful effect of the addictive substance. And I also thank you for your recognition of the lethal effects of meat, alcohol, tobacco, and illegal drugs, which are or top killers. In fact, Supreme Master Television has devoted an entire website section to information about these harmful substances, available at www.suprememastertv.com/killers for anyone to research and further their knowledge.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally. Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum, liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes, birth defects, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage. alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco, 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Speeds the aging process, toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure. Cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence, additional harms for secondhand smoking, childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more.
As for the terrifying impact of illegal drugs on human health, activities and the environment, it is indeed very severe. To begin with, illegal drugs are linked to criminal behavior, with 50% of United Kingdom burglaries committed by drug users and 60% of all U.S. arrests involve people who take illegal drugs. Other statistics are too numerous to cite here, but it's easy to see the degraded moral atmosphere created by drugs, one that will only get worse until the harmful substances are stopped. In fact, one study in England found that nearly 90% of drug-related hospital consultations for mental and behavioral problems resulted in hospital admissions, with some 85% requiring emergency admission. This is terrible to think of the mental agony that the drugged people have to go through. So in addition to its very high financial and social cost, drug taking often results in both mental and physical torment to the user. These are some of the costs of drugs that are more obvious and measurable. Perhaps less easy to quantify but equally tragic are the costs to others. Often the addicted person doesn't even know how much the family suffer due to his or her behavior, which can be criminal and destructive and violent. And the drugged person can influence others, especially if that person is a parent, because the child learned this behavior from innocence, not knowing any better. Even if the drug addict doesn't die, the real person inside is lost to those around them and to him or herself. And when they are being manipulated by the drug, they can also be dangerous to others and or to themselves. As for the environmental impact, it is also very steep. In countries such as Peru, Bolivia, and Colombia, 4 hectares of rainforest being destroyed for every hectare of cocaine produced, while nearly 15,000 tons of related chemicals are dumped into the Amazon River basin each year in its production. another very damaging drug called methamphetamine generates 5 to 6 pounds of hazardous waste for every pound of drug produced. This contaminates the water table and creates public health hazard. And in Cambodia, a rare sassafras producing tree is becoming even more rare, more endangered, due to illegal harvesting of its roots for the drug called ecstasy. Wildlife experts say that the tree's further destruction could render it extinct. Many religious scriptures forbid intoxicants, such as drugs, because they block the development of spiritual wisdom and intelligence. In Buddhism, for example, it is known that the one who breaks this precept and indulges in intoxicants will likely break all other moral precepts along with it. So, on the other hand, refraining from drugs not only contributes to happiness in the family and peace in the society, but it also helps further the goal of cultivating spiritual wisdom. I wish dearly for a world where such substances as illegal drugs no longer exist. Meanwhile, the good news is that rehabilitation programs such as yours are shown to be very effective. Several different studies conducted in both the United States and the United Kingdom have shown that people who undergo rehabilitative therapy are able to cleanse their systems and tend to stay drug-free for a long time or forever. One study found that over 70% of people participating in treatment programs, both while in prison and after, remain drug-free a year after their release, with increased law-abiding rates. So once again, Dr. Nguyen, bravo. Thank you. And please keep up the good work. I thank also people and organizations like yours. Yes. Dr. Nguyen, if our world becomes free of all the top killers, free of meat, free of alcohol, free of tobacco, and free of illegal drugs, then we will have a paradise on earth. What a beautiful world that would be, huh? Thank you, huh? Thank you for your contributions to this noble ideal and dream world vision. And we pray that our people soon know the benefits of such freedom.
What a wonderful world it would be.
Yes.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Harmful effects. Brain damage. Stroke. Heart disease. Liver disease. Tuberculosis. Emphysema. Cancer. Depression. Suicide. Permanent memory loss. Mental illness. Higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence. Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period. Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for healthcare, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users. Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production. Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities. Plus more.
Next question for Master is from Phante Nhoc Ha, External Affairs Cadre, Museum of Vietnamese Women.
Welcome.
Hello, Supreme Master Trinh Hai.
Hello, Mrs. Phan.
Eating meat is a long-lasting habit of the people in many countries in the world, and it seems to be difficult for them to train this habit. So how can we find the practical solution and practical action to calm these people to become vegetarians? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mrs. Phan. Thank you for your thoughtful question. For those people who are in the habit of eating meat, we have to change the culture. We have to change the train. We have to show them two things. First, their existing culture does not work the way they might have thought that it does. Second, to show them a better way. The first, showing that the existing culture does not work at all in our favor of their happy life, meaning that we show the disadvantages of meat eating. This is not difficult. If people can quit cigarette, drugs, alcohol, then we could quit meat. Meat is not as addictive as drug. So, we have already gathered so many facts for Supreme Master Television, which you are free to access in any way you like on www.suprememastertv.com. You can show that scientists worldwide have proved not only that meat is unhealthy, but that it is actually like a poison. Eating meat, or any animal products for that matter, is directly linked to heart disease, strokes, and all kinds of cancer. Our distinguished speakers before me have mentioned it to you also. With over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year and more than 655,000 related deaths by this ailment alone, truly, every aspect of health does benefit from the BVEG approach, because so many toxic and poisonous substances are being removed from the diet through removing meat. This is not to mention the freedom from worrying about bacteria and other troubling disorders like mad cow disease, which is most sadly always fatal. I mean, anyone contracted mad cow's disease will be dead. There's no cure for it. If we can bring more information that shows graphically how the animals are slaughtered and how they suffer, for many people, this is also a turning point. On Supreme Master Television, there is a show that features animal cruelty. So we call it Stop Animal Cruelty Show, every Tuesday. It is very gruesome to watch, and it brings tears and pain to our heart when we realize how animals suffer the worst cruelty of all imaginable fate. Every Tuesday we show this program that reveals the harsh, brutal reality behind the facade of a cleanly packaged piece of meat. You can download all this information and show it to people. All our shows are free to download, free of condition, free of charge. It's just for public interest and service. Now, second, to show the better way of living found through the health-restoring veg diet, we can offer veg recipes, cooking classes to show how delicious and fulfilling it is. Again, any materials you might find helpful are freely available from Supreme Master Television and suprememastertelevision.com, and also on our website. These include a wealth of free vegan recipes, information about the benefits of being veg, and descriptions of celebrities, athletes, and genius-level scientists who are also veg. Spread the information far and wide to as many people as you can. As more and more adopt the organic vegan diet, the new enthusiasts will help spread the word further as well. So, you now have a noble mission, Miss Fan. Gather others of like mind. Yes, spread the word about being veg, and you will see the change world for the better. Nothing could be better than having more people who choose a compassionate, animal product-free lifestyle. So I wish you Godspeed to be veg, go green, and spread the information to save the planet. Thank you, Miss Fan.
Thank you, Master, for the answer.
Thank you. Okay.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
Next question for Master is from Nguyen Minh Lop, Head of Technical Project Department, Shareholding Project Development and High Tech Solutions Company.
Hello.
Dạ, kính thưa ngài. Kính chào quý vị. Kính thưa ngài, thưa vô thượng Thanh Hải, cho con xin hỏi ngài một câu hỏi ạ.
Theo con được biết,
những người trực tiếp phá hoại đến môi trường thường là những người sống say chết mộng. Làm thế nào để thức tỉnh họ đổi hành động từ phá hoại thành bảo vệ môi trường ạ? Con xin cảm ơn ngài.
Cảm ơn Nguyễn Minh Lộc. Yeah, Mr. Nguyễn, thank you for your concern. And a good question, good question. It is possible to help people to change their habits because they're just habits. In most cases, people are just simply not aware and not well informed. You see, in Taiwan now, the recent poll showing that 60% of the Taiwanese people are willing to be veg in order to save the planet. You see, it's getting there. Yes. So we just have to inform people. We live our busy lives earning a living, and we have been influenced a lot by society to live in a certain way. Even in our food choices, we're too busy normally to think that we have better alternatives. Meat being the most environmentally destructive food you can ever imagine. But once people are aware of the effect of their choices, they will change, and they do change. The veg trend now is on the way, unstoppable. we have hope to save the planet. For example, see, when people see the images of the polluted air, water, and land due to meat production, if they hear or read the shocking facts that 1/3 of all our land is given to the meat industry, or that 80% of the deforested Amazon rainforest was for livestock grazing, or that at least 80% of all global warming is caused by meat eating, many people will change. I hope all will change, and very soon. In the news, you know, we often hear that meat also ruins our health. This is how millions of people switched to the eco-friendly vegan diet as soon as they took the time to be informed or to think about these objective facts. So, if we want people to protect the environment, please inform them simply of the facts. Through talking in seminars or just to your colleagues, or sending them email of interesting articles, or showing films so they can be aware and then they make better choice themselves. We can be one another's awakener and teacher and encourager to protect the planet. Also, you can write to your government and the media to please address the environmental issue, because many people want to know about it and can choose to live wiser and healthier lives. This particular example is given about the destructive meat-eating behavior because it is the most important one we must awaken to and change. It is also the easiest way to make the largest protective impact on the environment. It's the fastest, least expensive, and much more effective than, say, changing to a greener house or car or any other environmental protective measure. Thank you, Mr. Nguyen, for your good question.
Mà hiện nay chúng ta gặp phải từ lũ lụt rồi hạn hán, những cái thiên tai, một số những mặt bệnh tật do con người chúng ta. Chúng ta làm mà chúng ta không suy nghĩ những hành động của chúng ta. Bản thân chúng ta đã phá rừng, ta có thể giảm lại việc đi xe gắn máy, chúng ta đi xe đạp thì nó sẽ là không có gây ô nhiễm. Chúng ta cố gắng làm sao là trồng rừng, bảo vệ rừng, rồi là chúng ta đi xe đạp, chúng ta có thể bớt lại ăn thịt ăn cá bằng những thực vật mà chúng ta chăn nuôi những cái loại đó. Thì làm sao mở những trang trại thì những cái nơi đây là những nơi phát thải các cái chất, các khí thải làm nó hâm nóng lên toàn cầu, rồi nó ảnh hưởng đến ô nhiễm môi trường. Chưa kể những lúc này chúng ta thấy là những dịch cúm nó phát xuất từ những động vật, những gia súc, những cái con vật chúng ta chăn nuôi. Như vậy thì chúng ta cũng nên chú trọng đến cái việc ăn uống của chúng ta.
Thank you, Earth-loving viewers, for your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again on Tuesday for Part 7 of Solutions for a Beautiful Planet. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you a happy week full of loving kindness.
Details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW